So I'm here with Stuart McFadden, the manager of Abbey Vocational School. It was a 2-5 to 12-point loss there, just 1 point in it in the end. Stuart, I'm sure disappointments or heartbreaks the main feeling right now.
It's a dressing room. They're disappointed. They're unhappy. I was there for them and they didn't get it. So they're going to be disappointed. But at the end of the day, I said to the men there, I says, they can hold their heads high. Look, they've represented the school, they've represented themselves, their clubs, families. They've done something that no Donegal school has done in 60 years. Now, that's not much consolation to some of them at this stage, but, you know, in a couple of days, in a couple of weeks, when they look back on their school day, they'll be able to remember that they were in a McGrory Cup final. It mightn't be the way they wanted it, but they can remember it. They can remember they have McLaren. Medals in their back pocket. They can remember that they're All-Ireland B champions. So look, there's a lot to be said for what they've done for the school.
Yeah, just on that game, I suppose it was a dream start after 10 minutes, 2 points to, or 2 goals to a point up there, Conor McCall getting both of them. You probably couldn't have dreamed it better the night before.
It was a start. It was the start we wanted. We talked about a fast start. We thought once we get that second goal, we'll get at them. But look, fair play to Mahara. Those two goals, it didn't even shake them. They obviously backed themselves, backed their game plan, stayed in the game. We were four up at half time. We were happy there. But as we said, we needed a big half hour of football. And look, small margins wins big games. And unfortunately, some of those small margins, bounce of a ball, a tackle here, they just didn't go for us today. And look, we can't have any regrets about it. We tried our hardest there, but it just wasn't to be.
Yeah, just I suppose that third quarter's probably when the game got away. I think they had 8 points to one and in and around that amount of time. But then you got a bit of a lifeline with the black card and then...
Got a bit of lifeline with the black card, made a wee change in midfield because we felt we weren't kind of winning it there. We got on a wee bit more ball. We probably just rushed a few things as well. There was chances there where a point was momentum, so just keep chipping away. We probably felt, and the boys felt themselves, that they needed a goal probably to get back into it, and we were probably forcing a wee bit going into contact and things like that. But look, those are the wee things that happen. On another day, you would have had a couple of scores there. You would have could have nicked a goal, but take nothing away from Mahara. They're a good team. We had them watched. We knew they were going to be hard to beat, and unfortunately, that proved the case.
Yeah, but just as you said, I mean, coming up from McLaren last year, first year in McCrory, I think you previously mentioned it was about being competitive, and well, you more than did that anyway.
Well, that's the one that'll stick with us. We were competitive. Yes, look, I'll not hide away from it. We came up the road today, and we were going to win this McCrory Cup. We wanted to take it back into Donegal. We're leaving without it, but at the end of the day, I'm super proud of the boys. I'm unbelievably happy with the commitment and everything that they gave me this year, and I can't ask for anything more. But look, we'll sit down, we'll reflect, and we'll go again then next year.